Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Diehards, it's Monday. It's time to go out and make a f-ing sale. Do you know the hardest door to open in sales is your car door? Why don't you get your ass in the car and go out and make a few sales calls? I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the book, Get Shit Done. It's Monday. Go get shit done.
Thanks, Jeffrey. I'm Jen Gittimer, author of Sales in a New York Minute, and it's time. We're so excited you've joined us today because we have an amazing episode. Take a listen. So guys, thank you for being here. Make sure you say hey. Make sure you let us know where you're watching from and what specifically is going on in your world today, because I know that things are changing minute by minute, hour by hour, and you as a diehard are adopting and changing with the changing world right now.
Day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, life by life. Customer by customer, family member by family member. Everyone has their thing, good or bad, and you're going to hear about it, good or bad. And you have to decide how positive your filter is first and make the determination that you can respond to somebody in a kind way or a nice way or a positive way rather than in a demanding way or an argumentative way or a negative way. And either way, it's your choice. You totally have a choice about how you react, respond, and recover.
You know, it's always your choice, but I think right now we need to be reminded of that. It's like the most important time to really remember that how you react, respond, recover is a choice. I ventured into the grocery store this morning wearing gloves, and and they had told me, I called first, and they told me they got chicken in. It was coming off the truck. Come now. Come get it. And I got there, and they didn't have the chicken in. And I could have chosen to
be there's no chicken.
I could have, well, not the kind we wanted. So I could have chosen to be like super pissed off and yelled at the guy. And I was just like, you know what? It's okay. They made a mistake. And so I called the manager of the store of Whole Foods when I left. And I asked for the manager. He came on the phone. And I said, hey, like, I just need to know when you're getting more Bell and Evans chicken, the tenders. That's what we want. Like, could you let me know? And he said, well, yeah, you just need to call at 8 a.m. every day and we'll let you know. And I said, well, I did that today. And I explained what happened. And he said, ma'am, I am so sorry. I feel terrible. I'm leaving a $15 gift card for you at the customer service desk for your inconvenience. And I was just like, oh man, that, you know, like I was not expecting that at all. I was not calling for that reason. I literally just wanted to know when the chicken was coming.
But my name is Gittimer.
Jeffrey's sniffles is just a cold or potentially allergies. You have nothing to worry about, Bruce, but thank you for checking in.
I'm fine. I'm 100% fine. I don't see any comments.
Jim, I know, because we're streaming through Zoom. So I have the comments pulled up on my phone, and you can do the same if you want. But I'm just like going to scroll through them and we'll say hey to you guys. And then we're going to talk about, are you ready to recover? So we've got Eduardo, Leslie, Kara, what's up? Steven, Ron, Bruce from Lake Forest, Tim, optimist, Jim, he says, yo, Jeff, I'm a Wawa near Phila. No more self-serve coffee, bro.
Oh, no. How do you live without self-serve coffee at Wawa? I don't understand.
Patrick, Cynthia,
wow.
Bruce. Yeah. Okay. He's ready. They're all ready. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you guys for being here today.
Jen, I have the link, but I still don't see the comments.
What do you see?
I see me and you with a 7-second lip sync delay. Is there a chat thing or something?
It's just the Facebook link that Adam just sent on chat.
I got it, but I don't have it.
Okay.
Well, whatever it is. It's hard. I'll be fine. You can interpret for me.
Okay. All right. So we've got Joe. Listen, we want to talk about, are you ready to recover? Because what's going on right now is, I don't know. I've never experienced anything like it. Have you, Jeffrey?
Nope. Not even close. My feeling about the circumstance is that it's way more blown out of proportion than it needs to be. And if you'll just decide you're going to calm down, watch less news, and enjoy yourself and your life and your family and your friends, but at a distance, and keep your hands clean and your house clean, you're going to be fine. And if you don't, you're going to be in deep shit and short cut. If you're an idiot, you want to go to the beach in Miami because it's spring break, I would recommend you leaving my life circle. Because you've self-defined yourself as a fucking fool.
Well,
in a nice kind of positive kind of way.
Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. I mean, I think the word is out that we should all be staying home as much as possible, maybe going on fresh air walks. And
So this is the challenge for you. The challenge for you is, what the hell are you doing? And how are you making that happen for you, most important person in the world? And I think if you do that, you're going to win. And if you don't do that, you're not going to win.
Yeah. So did you get it? I can kind of hear it playing in the background. Are you playing something on your computer?
Hold on.
Okay.
I didn't know how to turn my sound off on Facebook.
That's why it's kind of easier from your phone, because you can turn the volume down on your phone.
I'm just going to. I just turned
Sorry,
it off.
Guys.
No.
Jeffrey, there's usually a sound button on the right side of the video that you can click it down. Clearly, this is not our normal setup. Adam, our producer, is working from home, and Jeffrey and I are experimenting with Zoom to Facebook to see how it looks. Tell me if you guys think it looks okay. You know, it's new tech, and we're doing our best. We have our new setups with our mics that are out of the studio and in our homes now. We'll figure out the comments part so we can see what you guys are saying. Jeffrey, can you see the video now without sound?
Yeah, I can see everything, and my sound is down. I see that Bruce Greenblatt is on, the great Bruce Greenblatt. I see Cynthia's on. I see that another Bruce is on. Wait, there's two Bruces? Wait, there's three Bruces.
Yeah, there's two.
This is
there's multiple Bruces.
No,
this is Bruce Day.
There's only one Bruce. It's Brucey Greenblatt, and that's final.
There's actually,
the rest
there's
of you change your damn name.
Connie's here. Leslie's here. Richard, Scott, Doug. I love that. Scott is in Jersey, so he doesn't have to touch the gas pump. Cynthia figured out how her clients can use their copiers without touching the device through their phones for free. That's freaking awesome. Video and sound is great. Okay, thank you, Scott. That's good to know. Hello, Jen and Jeffrey. Yes, I can't wait to recover. I'm taking this slowdown as a time to learn new skills for my business and build some passive income. The video, awesome. Thank you, William. All right, so Jeffrey, this morning on your morning Facebook Live, you talked about the five, what?
The five elements that you can control.
Okay, and how does that play a role in are you ready to recover?
Well, briefly, the five elements are very simple. Yourself first, your family second, your circle of friends third, your business fourth, and your customers fifth. Those are the five things that you can control in that order. In that order. Well, what about my customers? Take care of yourself first. Take care of your family second. You might be able to juggle between business, family, between business, friends, and customers, but it's a juggle at that point in time. Nothing is more important than taking care of yourself first, your family second. Any argument with that? Okay, good.
No.
I'm getting props from the audience.
And I think that people would say, well, that's selfish, taking care of yourself first. And it's really the idea of the oxygen mask, you know. You put it on yourself first so you can take care of others.
That's correct. Except okay, now
I don't recommend you fly right now.
No. But here's the deal. Eventually this shit's going to be over. Okay, then what? Well, then I'm going to get back to business as usual. Not quite. I don't think it is ever going to go back to business as usual. It will go back to some form of unusual or non-usual. The way we fly is going to change. The way we go grocery shopping is going to change. The way we deal with our everyday lives is going to change. I think we're going to be much more health-oriented. I think we're going to be much more concerned about ourselves and our family. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's a damn good thing. But the way we deal with our customers is going to become way more video. Am I allowed to type anything into the notes? Jenny, can you type in hippovideo.io?
Yeah.
If you're looking for a program that will allow you to embed a video into your email and be totally tracked as to how much it was watched, go to hippovideo.io. That's number one.
Yeah, I like what Bruce said, by the way. Your Bruce says, I think it means work to be... I think it means... Well, you guys have like a secret handshake, don't you?
Yeah, we do have a secret handshake, yeah.
Yeah. So Bruce Jeffries told me all about it. So he says, I think it means work to be the best you can... I think it means work to be the best you so you can take care of the other four things.
That is correct, and Bruce.
That's exactly right. You know, we spoke to this futurist, literally this guy, Daniel Burris, who has accurately predicted the future for the past 35 years. And he's going live on the podcast tomorrow. We moved up the episode because we thought it was so timely. And he said everything's going to be okay, you know, and he was pretty certain of that, but he gives a lot more information in the episode. So I definitely think that you should listen to it on the pod tomorrow.
Two things about Daniel very quickly. Go buy the 20-year-old book Techno Trends and you'll see that he predicted what's going to be happening right now. And number two, his favorite band is Dire Straits. I mean, how bad can he be not to have Knopfler at the top of his list as guitar players? So I'm all in with Daniel. I'm going to text him this morning and let him know that his message is going to go up tomorrow. It's a little longer than most of them, but I'm going to tell you, it's compelling.
Yeah, it's really a good episode. And Liz says, hey, here from San Ramon, California. My husband just got me to follow you. Well, kudos to your husband. Also ordered the Book of Yes, which is awesome. Liz, we're talking about that as a team every morning. We're actually like eating our own medicine, drinking our own medicine, whatever you want to call it. And we're going through about half a chapter a day.
We're and drinking if you DM me on well water.
Yeah. If you DM me on Instagram and you'd like my facilitator guide that I'm putting together, I'd be happy to send that to you. But we're basically have created a book club with our team to keep everyone positive. It was our producer, Adam, came to us and made this suggestion and we freaking loved it and went with it. And honestly, it's the best way to kick off the morning. And each section is so juicy and has so much amazing content that we're purposely reading it slowly so that we can pick up the little nuggets at a time. Like today, I don't have the Yes book in front of me because I just moved my studio down here. But Jeffrey, go to that list. Let's talk about that list. I think it was page 59 or 64.
Oh, yeah?
I think. That's from memory.
No.
It's like a list of it was like doubt, fear, the things like you shouldn't have in order to have if you want a yes attitude, and then the things you should have.
Got it.
Amy says, "Hey there, all locked up in Philly." Hey, Amy. And Bruce says he is your Bruce.
Yeah, but there's Bruce Himmelblau, who's either German or Jewish or both, said that Monty Python has a Bruce skit where they call everyone Bruce because it's less confusing. And I think you should probably take a look at it. If go down the Monty Python rabbit hole, it's hysterical. The parrot shop, the cheese shop, spam. I mean, there's so many amazing Monty Python skits. You'll be howling your ass off. And I'm going to watch the Bruce one as soon as we're done. And Bruce, all you Bruces out there should watch it.
Adam says the attitude gems are on page 63.
Thank you, Adam.
You
want to know something about 1963 or page 63? It's the year I graduated from high school. Oh, my God. Think about that. It was also the first year of Mustang, or maybe it was 62. But whatever it is, it was a big, big year. This is a list of what's bad. I have a sense of fear. I have a sense of nervousness. I have a sense of rejection. I have a sense of procrastination or reluctance. I have a sense of justification or rationale. I have a sense of self-doubt. I have a sense of uncertainty. Whoa. And if you want to go deeper, darker.
So I feel like you wrote that like pre-pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago. We released a new edition a year or two ago. Like, standard. We had no clue this was going to happen. Nothing, not relevant to this whatsoever. But when you read that list, you're like, wow, think of our nation right now. Think of the world right now. Most people are living in fear, doubt, uncertainty, all the things you just listed versus, let's get to what's the next list?
Keep in mind, as I read this list, this was created from a 60-year experience spending my first 40 basically in New Jersey, where nothing is positive. Even the street signs tell you to go fuck yourself. And so you have to understand, I'm learning all these lessons as I'm gaining my positive attitude. And when I get to Charlotte, I was able to unleash them because everything here is basically happy and nice people.
So, oh, I missed some comments. Gustavo Glenn Bill says, hit the share, peeps. My cousin Jeff from France. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, wow. Bonjour.
Edmund from Tirana, Albania.
Oh, my
and
God.
Glenn, hey, guys. Hey. And we're so glad you're all here. Okay. Sorry, Jeffrey. So keep going.
Here's the good ones. I have a sense of confidence. I have a sense of positive anticipation. I have a sense of determination. I have a sense of achievement. I have a sense of winning. I have a sense of success. I have a sense of I'm certain. I have a sense of sunny day. And I have a sense of good fortune. They're all here. And you know what? They're so timely right now. It's not even funny. And this was written literally almost 20 years ago. And if you can just understand that everything comes around in a circle one way or the other, even fashion, you have to look at what's happening right now and say, hey, how can I deal with the present so that I get ready to deal with what's happening next? And that's the subject of today's lesson. Are you ready?
So and this was kind of a roundabout way of getting there, but in my opinion, it starts with taking on that second list. It starts with taking on that, like, read those things again, just the things like confidence, certainty. What else were you put it down? Sorry.
No, it has the ribbon. I'm gonna put the ribbon in it now.
63.
No, this book is phenomenal. I mean, literally, this book is phenomenal. And I'm just going to tell you that the best part about it is anyone can get it. And I would recommend that you get, I don't want to try to sell something right now, but shit, just go buy the book, you cheap bastards. I don't know where the hell it is, though.
63.
Yeah, no, it's not on 60. Well, maybe it is.
Jen, you look beautiful today. Skin is glowing. Eyes are sparkling. More sleep. Thank you, Cynthia. And I actually put on makeup today for the first time in like a week. And so I feel like a new person. Because when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you do good.
No.
And
when you feel good, you play good. And when you play good, they pay good. Deion Sanders.
Okay. And so I wanted to be really my best self today, and it started with me putting on a dab of makeup.
Okay, so here's the shit.
No, give us the good stuff
again. I'm
going
to give you the shit first. Fear, okay. Nervousness, rejection, procrastination, reluctance, justification or rationale, self-doubt, uncertainty.
Thanks, bud.
Now think about that. That is absolutely, why would you feel that way unless, oh, cool. Why would you feel that? Gabrielle's listening and responding. It's totally cool.
Yeah, she brought me down the yes book.
So why would you feel that way? Because it's self-inflicted. You give it to yourself one way or the other. Just get two copies of the book, cut this one list out, or make a photocopy of it, put it up on your bathroom mirror so every morning you can see it's about confidence, positive anticipation, determination, achievement, winning, success, I'm certain, sunny day, and good fortune. And it's all upon you. It's all 100% up to you. All you have to do is put it here first and then project it second.
And so you may not be certain of like what tomorrow is going to bring. You may
no
not
one
be
is.
Certain of what the next hour is going to bring, but there are things that you're certain of. And so what we're suggesting is figure out what those things are and focus on those things. And you may not have positive anticipation right now if you're
Jen
watching the news all day.
Foggy.
So that may mean stop watching the freaking news because it sucks. And guess what they do? They write shit to make you come back and watch it more.
Okay, so
that's their job.
What Daniel Burris said was, in times of uncertainty, document, write down, think about what you are certain of. So you can be certain of your self-senses. You can be certain of the things that you know you can affect and the people that you know you can affect in a positive way. Start there. And start with yourself in the bathroom mirror in the morning and continue it all the way to breakfast. And then start talking to people in a positive way because no one knows what's going to happen. But you know what? When it happens, it will happen to every one of us. And we're going to all be affected at the very same time. Deal with your shit, but get ready because good things are going to be happening soon. We just don't know when. Eventually, the sky clears. Eventually, the rainbow shows up. Eventually, everything is going to be fine. Are you ready? Or are you pissing and moaning about stuff and then scrambling to the grocery store to get a roll of toilet paper? Figure it out. Figure it the hell out. And figure it out in a way that you can do it for yourself and be ready so that when it's time for you to go back and serve again, when it's time for you to go back and sell again, you're absolutely ready, not starting. Like, oh my gosh, where do I start?
I'd love to take a poll. Like on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being not ready, 5 being super ready.
How are you? Yeah.
How ready do you feel like you're ready to recover? How prepared are you to recover? If recovery could happen tomorrow, are you ready to jump in and get it done? So give us a 1 to 5, 1 being the worst. Well, I don't want to say bad, but not ready. And 5 being
I'm ready.
Totally ready.
Keep in mind, you guys, that we do have a couple of Amy's and a couple of Bruce's and a couple of Scott's. We do not have enough Dennis's and we do not have enough Williams. So please, if you have any friends named Dennis or William, tell them to get their asses online here.
Yeah, make sure they show up like right now because
exactly.
We want more of them.
Right.
You're funny, Annie. So, what the takeaway for today is to really focus on that positive list, that list that Jeffrey read. And if you missed it, rewind when this goes up on the podcast or rewind when this video is live on Facebook, like, you know, after we're done. And wow, a lot of you are saying 5. That's cool. Cynthia, 5. Scott, 10. Bruce, 5. Joe, 5. Bruce, 4.5. Eduardo, 5. 5. Call me Bruce. Call me Jen from now on.
I forgot to tell you, Bruce is a pretty funny guy.
That was Bruce Himmelblau.
Oh.
Richard, 5, hanging with the yes people. I love it. I love it. And it's no surprise that our diehards who are participating right now feel ready. And so if you know people in your circle who aren't so ready and are wallowing in the news and crap, then, you know, now that you're a 5, you can help them get to a 5.
And when you do, they're going to be so grateful for you. They're going to remember you when times get back to quasi-normal. I'm telling you, the one thing I am telling you for sure, there's going to be a new normal. It's going to be the way we board a plane. It's going to be the way we sit next to other people and talk to them. It's going to be the way we wash our hands. There's going to be a new normal for a lot of stuff that you're not thinking about right now, but it's going to take a long time for it to get back to the way it was, and it may never go back to the way it was. Be grateful.
Amy says, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's turn this ship.
Yeah, exactly. Well, somebody has
Man. Blake. Hey, what's up, Blake?
It's unbelievable how much shit is hitting the fan right now that doesn't really need to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's okay. Like, just focus on you. And that's really what we wanted to get across today is, if you want to be ready, start by focusing on you. Take those five things from Jeffy's video this morning and start with yourself.
I want to find out from Amy from Philadelphia if the Reading Terminal is open or closed. It's probably open because it's kind of a grocery store. I would go there and get some Amish food. Monday is not a good day, but a Wednesday or Thursday is the perfect day.
Man, those Cinnabons are good.
Oh, my God. And get the pickles, the half-done pickles, and then go over to Tommy DeNick's and get a sandwich. Yeah, but get a brisket sandwich, not a pork sandwich. I'm just challenging you. It's freaking unbelievable. That's all I'm saying. It's unbelievable. Did I mention that? It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable?
It's the best sandwich I've ever eaten, period. Cheesesteak notwithstanding, Katz's Delicatessen notwithstanding. The Tommy DeNick's brisket sandwich with gravy and horseradish is the best sandwich in the world. And we should tag them and tell them. Not in the United States.
When this all blows over, I know where we're flying to. Yeah.
It's not the best sandwich in the United States. It's the best sandwich in the world. It's the bread, it's the meat, it's Joey DeNick who's making the stuff, it's whoever's making the sauce. It's unbelievable. That's all I'm saying. And we should send them a clip. Just send it to DeNick somehow. We'll find them. We'll find them and send it.
Okay. We'll do that. All right, you guys, make sure you listen. Oh, Joe says, can't wait for this shit to end. Looking forward to bringing the team to a live GT event.
Yep.
GT. Get him or team?
Yep.
GT. Cool. Yep, you know, we do have, speaking of that, actually, we do have a live stream event on Friday and Saturday of this week. In fact, I will show you guys what this looks like for just a minute, because this is going to be freaking phenomenal. I'm going to share my screen, actually, and pull up the website. So give me one sec.
Can you post the link in there too, Jenny? Because I didn't get the link.
Yeah, I will definitely post that link. But let me show you guys what this looks like. So, hold on one sec. I got to get the page up. Let me post the link.
Hold on.
I can't.
Joe Finelli, who I'm assuming is a transplant from New York down to Miami, says, go Dolphins. They're not even going to be in the NFL next year. Even if they play, they're not going to allow that shit team to be in the NFL. I'm just saying, hey, maybe they'll get Jameis Winston and you can have that issue.
So I just asked Adam to, I slacked him and asked him to post the link because I don't have Facebook on my computer because I don't want it to have double sound. Let me share this with you guys. Hopefully this works. Let's see what this looks like. So
There it is.
So you have this 2-day live event, which is freaking phenomenal coming up. I'm excited because I'm going to be a speaker. You're going to be a speaker. And let me just get to the speakers. We have Joe Soto. You guys, Joe Soto is literally the guy behind all the famous guys that you probably follow. Like, he is the marketing genius who made them super, like, well-known.
If you want to know how Ty Lopez found his name, or Brendan Burchard, why don't you check out Joe Soto?
Yeah, he's freaking phenomenal. Then we've got Wyatt, and this is not in the order that they'll be speaking, but Wyatt Woodsmall. Jeffrey, tell us about Wyatt for a sec.
He was the first nationally certified certified NLP master trainer, trained Tony Robbins. You got that? This guy, he's so fucking smart. You have to sit there. You're compelled to like hold your head closer to the screen so you can get every single word. And the good news
literally, is literally, you do not want to miss a word he says. He's so amazing.
He's going to talk then on the, he's going to talk on the science of idiots. And I'm telling you, it's so compelling because you get to select, you get, first of all, you get to recognize who's an idiot in your life and which idiot you are. And it's, he's unbelievable. That's all I'm saying. Jenny, you talk about Brynn.
Brynn Tillman is literally one of my favorite people on the planet. She is the LinkedIn whisperer. She's going to tell you how to make connections right now through LinkedIn, meaningful connections mm-hmm. where you can actually like really connect with people, not just like link with them, and then take it to the next level to hopefully make more sales. Once this is, you know, once you can be making sales, and some people can easily sell right now and others can't, depending on what you're selling. But Brynn is someone you do not want to miss. She is amazing.
It's not, hang on one second, go back to Brynn. It's not how many connections you have. It's what are you doing with them? And they should yeah. call it ConnectIn as a next step of LinkedIn. And yeah. it's not about a sales message. It's about a genuine connection message. Listen, somebody posted to me yesterday, 2 days ago, about my the messages that I'm giving out every morning. And it turns out that he is a founder of a sales enablement company. And I messaged him back and I said, hey, let's have a phone convo. And we're in. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, I'm going to create a brand new relationship as a result of giving it away free and connecting second on LinkedIn. Giving it away free and connecting second on LinkedIn. It's not how many connections you have. It's how are you dealing with them in a way that leads you to what you want? Not just monetizing, but making real relationships. Okay.
Totally. All right. Then this is your friend, Steve.
Steve Rizzo is arguably one of the funniest people on the planet. He is probably knows more swear words than anybody on the planet because he grew up in Brooklyn and now lives on Long Island. But more important than that, he's an attitude adjuster at the highest level. And he's going to talk to you. He's given a TEDx talk that I think can be life-changing. And I've asked yeah. him to replicate as much of that TED talk as he possibly can. He rocks. And he's funny as hell, even clean. And here's the wifey, Jennifer.
That's me. Wait, I just want to give a special shout out to our Filipino team, Smart Virtual Staff, because they just joined the live stream. And I don't know how many of you guys are on there, but I see you were messaging. So, hey, guys. They're the behind the scenes helping us put all this stuff together. Yeah. All right. So wifey Jennifer, that's me.
She's going to give a talk about, commanding more business and creating engagement. She knows how to find the focus and stay on the focus. There's nobody better at trying to achieve that objective as a woman, and nobody better than my wife to be able to make that happen. She is on the money. So I would stay tuned for that message. And I'm going to keep on going.
We have two more amazing speakers.
Yeah. Martin Rooney is one of the world's best coaches. He just created a new book called Coach to Coach. He is one of the most enthusiastic persons on the planet. He lives right here near us, maybe 15 miles away. He has four daughters. I got four daughters. But one of his daughters is going to be an Olympian, literally. She, as a freshman in high school, she set every state record. She was one of the top 10 athletes in the country. And with all the crap that's closing down right now, it's not really fair to her as an athlete. But she'll recover, and she'll eventually go to someplace cool like Notre Dame and win accolades and win awards. But she's Olympic quality. That's the main thing. And she's being coached by her dad, who has coached everybody from NBA players and football players to the Navy SEALs. I mean, he's just absolutely mm-hmm. unbelievable. You're going to love him.
Yeah, so he's going to be talking about that. And then John Rulin is going to be talking about, well, you guys have heard him on our podcast before, I'm sure. He's the master at gift giving, and not just like gift giving things that people are going to say thanks for and then throw away, but actually things that people are going to keep and hold on to and think of you all every the time. So he actually, this was his text to me. He said, if you can't get FaceTime with people and need to grow your relationships, sending amazing gifts through the mail is 100 times more impactful in the valleys than on the mountaintops. And so he's going to be talking about, I know. So he's going to be talking about what that looks like right now, what you can be doing in this very moment.
Hang on for and one second. So, hang on for one second, because I'm going to share with you a sample.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. And so if you guys aren't already enrolled in this, like it's $297. Click here. Yes, I want to access the online event. I'm telling you, this is going to be so impactful. If you can't make every session, you have nothing to worry about. Everything's going to be recorded and put into your portal so you can watch and rewatch at a later date if you want.
Yep.
But this is the event to be at this Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so I got this new book called Get Shit Done. And of course, I sent a couple copies to John Rulin and his staff. And I don't see anything.
It's just us now. I took off the screen so people could see you bigger.
Oh, okay. So can you see this?
I got
this box in the mail from John Rulin last week. And it comes with two knives that say, get shit cut.
That's so freaking thoughtful.
Come on. Now, this is a guy who literally lives by his own ideas and monetizes them. You can't miss this guy. He's going to give you real world advice. And one of the pieces of advice that he tells you is the worst time to give a gift is Christmas. Unbelievable. So
I still want a Christmas gift for the record, but it can be a hug.
Yeah. And for me, I'm a size extra large in Ralph Lauren. For those of you who need our address, it's on our website, gittimer.com. But thank you.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's funny.
You guys, this has been so much fun. Thank you for being here with us today. And we will be seeing you soon, hopefully as soon as Friday and Saturday on that live event, if not next week. And until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, her secretary, and I'm challenging you to get out there and concentrate on being your best self today and every day. Thanks for being our customer today. Wash your hands.
Bye.